Okay, today is Daf Yud Tes. We are on Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis. We are by Umi Amar Rabbi Eliezer. So, Rabbi Eliezer said, right? Rabbi Eliezer said that if you donated a female to be an Ola, which you're not supposed to do, because Olas are supposed to be males, but you donated a female to be an Ola, and it's waiting around, like, you know, what do we do with this Ola? We can't bring it. But then it has a child, and the child is a male. So Rabbi Eliezer said, bring the child as an Ola. That you could do, right? However, Rabbi Eliezer is going to say either later today or tomorrow in a Mishnah that an Asham also can't be a female. Also not such thing as a female Asham. And not talking about the Vlad of an Asham, but the Vlad of a Tamuras Asham. Meaning you had an Asham, you transferred the Kedusha to a female, then that female had a child. Can that child be brought as an Ola? And the answer is, Rabbi Eliezer holds no. So how come over here he holds yes, that a Vlad of an Ola is brought as an Ola, but the Vlad of a Tamuras Asham is not brought as an Ola? What's the difference? That's the question of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Umi Amar Rabbi Eliezer Yikrov Ola Hu Atmo? Rabbi Eliezer holds that you bring the Vlad of an Ola itself as an Ola? Veriminu. One second. Tamuras Asham, the Tamura of an Asham. Vlad Tamura, the Vlad of a Tamuras Asham. Vlad, Atov Kolodoros, forever and ever, all those grandchildren. Yiru Adji Yistavu. They have to wait for them to get a mum. V'yimachru, and sell them. V'yiplu d'neim l'nadava. And then you can wait for them to get a mum. And you,
money.
What?
And
you give the money to the Beis HaMikdash as an adava. That's the Tanakhama there. Rabbi El-Azar Omer, Yumasu. No, you put them in a room and you lock the door. They die. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, the same Rabbi Eliezer, Yavi b'd'mehem Ola. You can bring the money, as an Ola. In other words, he's only arguing on the Tanakhama about what you do with the money. Tanakhama said you use it for the carbon sibor. And Rabbi Eliezer held you can use it for a carbon Ola, for yourself, carbon yachid. That's the only thing they're arguing about. Bedamim in. Yeah, the money you could spend. But who atzmo lo? But you can't, but the animal itself cannot be brought. Again, that's not so hard. No, there were three shitas in that Mishnah. The Tanakhama said, what's the case? It's a Tamuras, it's the Vlad of a Tamuras Asham. Asham cannot be female. So a Tamuras Asham also can't be female. But you made it female. Why it switches? Why couldn't it be the Asham itself, the Vlad of the Asham itself? The Gemara is going to ask that question when we get to this Mishnah. Forget, put that question aside for a minute.
One second, an Asham can be female?
No.
Oh, right.
No.
So what do you mean?
We're talking about, our Mishnah, we're talking about the Vlad of an Ola, which can't be a female.
Right.
And Rabbi Eliezer held, bring that Ola. And the resident, you can bring the child as an Ola. Here we're talking about the Vlad of a Tamuras Asham.
Okay.
Not the Vlad of an Asham. See, it's not parallel, really. Why isn't it the Vlad of an Asham? You donated a female Asham, you shouldn't have done that. Now I had a Vlad. What do you do with that Vlad? No, we're talking about the Vlad of a Tamuras Asham. And what does Rabbi Eliezer hold? You can't bring it as an Ola. Even if it's a male, you can't bring it as an Ola even. What do you do with it? Sell it, and with the money you can buy an Ola for yourself. Tanakhama held, sell it, and with the money, you give the money to the Beis HaMikdash, still bring Karbanos. And the middle sheet that said you have to die. No. So how come over here the Vlad of an Ola is brought as an Ola, and over there the Vlad of a Tamuras Asham is not brought as an Ola? Yeah. The Gemara is going to ask that question. So the Gemara, two answers to this question. Amar Rav Chisda, first of all, Rabbi Eliezer lidivrehem derabanan ka'amaluhu. He was only really saying his shita to the Chachamim, to the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama said that what do you do with the money? It goes to the tzibor. So Rabbi Eliezer was like, "What? Go to the tzibor? What kind of thing is that?" Rabbi Eliezer, Lididi, according to me, Sphirli, Dafilu Vlad Nami Krave Ola. I hold it could be brought as an Ola. I for sure hold that the Vlad of a Tamuras Asham can be brought as an Ola, 100%. You guys are saying he's spending the money on the public, on the tzibur? Why? L'didchu damrisu roe. I got it. It has to get a mum according to you guys. Fine. I hear that. I hear that opinion. Odili mias de mosaros l'nadavas yachid ozli. Shouldn't the money go to the guy? Why is the money going to the tzibur?
Maybe it's a knas for doing something you shouldn't have done.
So shouldn't it go to the old? That's his thing. The Amri Lane. They said back, no. Mosaris, Lenadavos, Tzibur, Ozli. No. The extra money, meaning the money you're going to get when you sell it, when it gets a mum, that money goes to the Tzibur. That's the only issue they're arguing about, which doesn't sound like that's what they're arguing about. That's a difficult answer. Doesn't sound like that's what they're arguing about. Right? So that's the first answer. That's Rav Chisda's answer. Rav gives a much more fundamental answer. And he says like this. Ad kan lo k'amar Rabbi Eliezer hu atzmi yukav ola. Why does Rabbi Eliezer say that the vlad of an ola is brought as an ola? Ela b'mafrish nekeva la'ola. When you made the mother into an ola, which you shouldn't have done that because there's no such thing as a female ola. De'ik shame ola al imo. Wait, don't turn the page yet. There's a shame ola on the mother. What does that mean, a shame ola on the mother? So Rashi says, look at the bottom Rashi. Hamafrish behema la'ola. If someone donates, I think it should say the word nekeva. They change it to the word nekeva. Yeah. Hamafrish nekeva la'ola. If somebody donates a nekeva as an ola, hamafrish nekeva la'ola, ikka ola shame ola. On the ola, there's a name of an ola. Daha la'ola akdisha. Because he donated it to be an ola. Did Rashi say it enough times? He said the same thing five times, right? What, he didn't say anything? When you donate an ola, even though it's a female, even though it's wrong, it's a shame ola on the female. What does that mean? Says Rashi, v'imi shum de nekevahu, yeah, but it's a female. No such thing as a female ola. Afilu hachi, nevertheless, shame ola ala. For the fourth time he says it. Shaharei matzinu nekeva ba'olas ha'of. Because you can have a female ola bird. So females are in the world of Ola, even in such a small way. That's enough that when you call in a cave in Ola, it is a shame Ola on the mother. Can you shecht it as an Ola? No, because it's a female. But in the world of Ola, it's female bird Olas. So it's a little bit connected. There's no such thing, as we're going to see later in the week, as a female Osham, a Ola, not a bird. No such thing. There's no such thing. By birds, there's such a thing. So it's a little bit in the parasha of an Ola. A little, enough. Therefore, since it's in the world of Ola, it makes sense to say you could bring the son for an Ola.
And what do you do with the animal itself?
Which one?
So
what did Mishnah say do with that?
No, the actual mother, not the blood.
I think it's ready for it to get a mum. Aval bat, gabe tmuras vlad asham. By the Vlad of a Tumuras Asham, right? The child of a Tumuras Asham. The Lekha Shem Ola, there's no Shem Ola. There's no Ola here. It's an Asham. I made a Tumuras Asham. I made it on a female, which is another mistake. And now that female had a child. What Ola? There's no Ola here. I will gabi Tumuras Vlad Asham, the Lekha Shem Ola Alimo, Mode Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer agrees. Dibidamav in, yeah, okay. You can wait for it to get a moment, then get the money by an Ola. But who acts maloka? You can't bring this animal as an ola. There's no ola here. It's only asham. There's no ola here. Okay? No good?
It's a tough answer.
Why? It's a good answer.
Because the bird...
That's tough.
It doesn't... Right. So now you're saying that asham no...
Asham no, because there's no such thing as a feet...
You don't have to say it four times.
No, yeah.
You understand
as a Rashi said it four times, I want you to understand it, right? Now, so far so good? You have to accept it because Eitzvei Abaya. Abaya says, one second. It's not even true what you just said. That Rabbi Eliezer requires...
It's
Rabbi Eliezer. Yes. V'chiboy Rabbi Eliezer, shame Ola, al-Imo. Does Rabbi Eliezer really require that? That the reason why you'll bring the child as an Ola is because it's a shame Ola on the mother. Why is there a shame ola on the mother? Because by birds you have female olas? Is that, they even hold that? They even hold that. Because V'ha-ha-tanya, but we learned like this. Now, the halacha is like this. On Erev Pesach, there's a mitzvah to bring something called the Korban Pesach. That also can't be a female. No, can't be a female. Has to be a male. So, hamafresh lekeva nekeva lepischo. If somebody donates a nekeva for a Korban Pesach, it's the beginning of Nisan, 2 weeks of Pesach, he goes to his yard, ah, that's a gorgeous looking behemoth, that's what we're going to make that a Korban Pesach. And he's mafresh as a Korban, it's a female. So what do? Tire ad shetistoev, you wait for it to get a mum, v'timacher, and you sell it, v'yavi b'dameha Pesach, and with the money, buy another Korban Pesach. You come to the Beis HaMikdash, they tell you, no, you can't bring this. Quickly, get it, wait for it to get a mum. Yalda, what if it had a baby? Had a baby. Yire ad shetistoev, again, wait for it to get a mum, v'yimacher, sell it. I think so. V'yavo b'dam of Pesach. And then with the extra money, with the money, buy a new Korban Pesach. Now, Nishtaira Achar Pesach. You waited till after Pesach. Why did you wait till after Pesach? Because it didn't get a mum. So you got to get another animal. So I got another animal. I brought that as a Korban Pesach. And this one I'm sitting and waiting for it to get a mum. Nishtaira Achar Pesach. If it's remaining here after Pesach, Tira Achet Nishtoev. Wait for it to get a mum. V'yavi B'dameha Shlomim. And with the money, buy a Shlomim. With the money, buy a Shlomim. Okay? Yalda, if it had a baby after Pesach, again,
Yira, the same mother.
Yira Ajit Istav, wait for it to get a mum, V'yamachar, sell it, V'yavu B'dam Mishlamim, and then with the money, buy a Shlamim. Okay? So far, so good. That's all the Tanakhama. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, who Atzmo Yikrov Shlamim? Now, that child itself can be brought a Shlamim. Okay? That child can be brought a Shlamim. V'ha-ha-chana over here, the leka shame shlamim alimo. There's no shame shlamim on the mother. As I said before, the only reason why Rabbi Eliezer says you can bring the baby as an ola because it's a shame ola on the mother. Here, what was the mother? The mother was supposed to be a Korban Pesach. It's not going to be a Korban Pesach because it's a female. But what happens if this has a baby? The baby says Rabbi Eliezer, bring the baby as a shlamim. No problem. Yeah, but there's no shame shlamim on the mother. Why can't you bring the baby as a shlamim? It's not parallel. You hear?
Can a shlamim be a female?
Yes.
Not a pesach.
Correct,
so
yes.
Why did you use the same logic you used by Ola? Since you can bring a certain type of Ola as a female, say here, since a right...
So that's what the Gemara's going to give that answer. But the Gemara focused on the fact that it was Shem Emo. The mother has the status of an Ola. Why does the mother have the status of an Ola? Because there's a world of Ola. There's such a thing as a female by a bird. So the mother has the status of an Ola. Here, the mother doesn't have the status of a Pesach.
What does that mean, the status of?
That's what we said. Oh, right. So Rashi said it five times.
So why isn't here the same thing? Why are you saying it doesn't have? It has.
No, it doesn't have the status of a... So the Gemara is going to say it does have. That's the Gemara's answer. V'amar of Eliezer. V'amar of Eliezer, Yikra of Shlomim. And Rabbi Eliezer says you could bring the baby as a Shlomim. Right? So Amalei Rava, no. Achar Pesach Kamarta? You're asking about what happens after Pesach? What happened after Pesach? You got your Pesach with a different animal. Now you're sitting around here with this female that you donated, had a child. Now you want to know what you do with the child? What do you mean? Shiny Achar Pesach. The Moser Pesach Gufakar Shlomim. Any Moser Pesach turns into a Shlomim after Pesach. Let's say you have a Shlomim. Let's say you have a Korban Pesach. A male. And you lost it. Your wife says, where's the Korban Pesach? I don't know, I lost it. What do you do? You got to get another one. Then this first one turns up. We do it the first one. If it turns into a shlamim automatically. Any Pesach, not on Erev Pesach, by definition is a shlamim. So now it's after Pesach, week after Pesach. And look at this. The female that you made a Pesach had a baby. The whole thing's a shlamim now. So of course you could bring the baby as a shlamim, because the mother's also a shlamim. Can you bring the mother? Rashi says, no, you can't, because you donated it as a Pesach. That can't change. You can't bring it as a shlamim. The baby? For sure you could.
So nobody says anything about like a knas that they just did this because they don't want you to bring.
No.
They don't want to punish you for making a mistake.
No. No.
You get malchus if you did tomorrow.
But it's not necessarily, it's not tomorrow.
Right, no, there's no knas. No. Has to do with kedusha issues, something to do with knas.
So why does it say you save the money for after Pesach? You bring the money as a shalom. Why can't you say you save it for next year's Pesach? The money. Buy Pesach next year.
Because Pesach has to be less than a year old, I think.
No.
Oh, the money? I don't know. I don't want to hold money for so long. Ihachi, if that's all true, then liflo niflo nami beresha. They should also argue in the Reisha's case. What's the Reisha's case? The Reisha's case is that the baby was born before Pesach. Why is it different than before Pesach? The mother cannot be brought as a Pesach because it's a female. So why can't the baby be brought as a Shlomim? No matter what, the mother's not a Pesach. It can't be. And no matter what, the baby could be a Shlomim. So why do you have to wait until after Pesach? Even before Pesach, same halacha. The Gemara says, Amalei, Enachanami, you're right. Liflo, they argue that also. Enachanami, you're right. Then why didn't it say it? The Mishnah didn't say it. This Bryce didn't say it. But in the Chanamis, it says the first Mandamar. The Agra and the Reisha also. And Rabbi Eliezer would hold, no difference. The baby can be brought as a Shlomo no matter when. Why? Because the mother's not going to be brought as a Pesach. It can't be. Because it's a female. And Rashi says it can't even be a Shlomo itself because it has the wrong designation. Right? The baby? What's the problem with the baby? Abaya Amar Lo, Lo Liflog Midi. They're not arguing about that. They're not arguing about before Pesach. No argues. Digamiwi, we have a tradition. Listen to this halacha. L'makom shehamoser holech, wherever the moser goes, havlad holech, the vlad goes. You can't split the mother and the child. Moser means it's a problem. You donated a Pesach a female. You shouldn't have done that. So what are we saying now? The female, the mother cannot be, nothing can do that mother. But the baby can be brought as a shlomim? That's impossible. Says Abaya, the mother and the child can go hand in hand. Whatever happens to one happens to the other. So that doesn't make any sense. Lachar Pesach, after Pesach, the moser karev shlomim, the moser can be brought as a shlomim. Okay, I said, Rashi said that it can't be. Now maybe this Mandarman says it can. What's a moser? Moser means, so in a normal case, not where you donated the wrong gender. A normal case, you donated a karev Pesach and you lost it. Right? You lost it. So what do you do? Right? Says, Tera Pesach. Where's your Pesach? How long are you going to how long you put a sign on the telephone pole, right? On the traffic pole, lost carbon Pesach. Please return. No one returned it. So what are you going to do? So you got to get another one. Then the first one turns up. Finally, someone returned it. They want the reward now.
Picture on it.
With the little animal with the bell. And answers to Bessie, right? Answers to. Right. So what happens? That one turns up. Now what do you do with that one? That's a shlomim. Why? Because a moser Pesach turns into a shlomim. So the moser Pesach karev shlomim, vlad nari karev shlomim. That's after Pesach. Aval lefnei Pesach, but before Pesach, imei l'mayaktisha. What was this mother donated for? She was donated as a Pesach. L'dmei Pesach, vlad nari l'dmei Pesach. It's a Pesach. The vlad's also a Pesach. And you know what? You can't bring them. Why can't you bring them? Well, the mother you can't bring because it's a female. And the baby you can't bring because you can't bring the mother.
It's not 1 year old either.
What?
It's not 1 year old.
It has to be less than 1 year old.
Huh?
Has to be less than 1 year old. Less than one. Less than 1 year old. Less than 1 year old.
Not
the, no, less than 1 year old. Right?
Not a few weeks.
Right. No. What do you mean not a few weeks? There's no, either less than one, more than 8 days old, less than 1 year old.
What,
yeah, yeah. I heard once the first Shechta said that the mating, the way these animal goats and sheep mate, they always have babies in the early spring. So a lot of animals available for Karban Pesach because they're getting born right then, March, February, late February, March, April time. Right before, that's what he said. That's the mating cycle of these animals right before the spring. So you have plenty of Karban Pesach, plenty of animals available. They're young, but they're not too old, and not too young, right? Fine. So there's a very long Rashi here, which I don't have time to do it. Let's just start. So Rashi says like this. The Rashi is Havlad Holech. Hilkach, therefore, it's a long Rashi. Gabi Mafresh Nekeva La'ola. If you donated in a cave for an Ola, is that a permissible? No, it's the wrong thing to do. Ki Hechi De'im Hefresh Ola, V'nitzchaper Ba'acheres, Kreva Hashnia, Ola D'Hanada V'ninu. So, then you realize, oh, I can't bring a female. I got another animal. Kreva hashnia ola. The second one's brought as an ola. Tahanadava ninu. V'tarvayu chazi. Vlad Ola Nami Mifresh Ola Nakeva Laola Karev Dumya Demosa. Fine. So that's what Rabbi Eliezer holds. The baby of an Ola can be born as an Ola. What about Vagabi Asham? Asham Nami. Moser Asham Roe. The Moser of an Asham has to get a mum. Vlad Tmuras Asham Nami Roe. The Vlad of a Tmuras Asham also has to get a mum. It can't be brought. Why can't it be brought? Because there's no shame Ola on an Asham ever. Vagabi Pesach Nami. Achar Pesach, the Moser Pesach, Dina Likar Lachachil Shlomim. A Moser Pesach can be brought as a Shlomim. Im Nishaper Ba'acher. Vlad Nami Kar Shlomim. The Vlad could also be brought as a Shlomim. What about Kodem Pesach? Last case, Kodem Pesach. The Moser Lachazil Lamidi. What could you do with the extra Shlomim before, the extra Pesach before Pesach? Nothing. What happened? You donated a Pesach, you lost it. You got another one, and you found it before Pesach. There's two Pesach sitting in my yard. What are the two Pesach? You only need one Pesach. Keep going. Hifrish Beis HaPesachim, Lach Rais. You brought one as a backup. Lo Chazil Shlomim. You can't bring it as a Shlomim Lachachila. This Tamayel of Pesach, because you donated it to be a Pesach. And it's still Pesach didn't come yet. V'chad Minayu, Tavim Moser, Lo Chazil Pesach. One of them can't be a Pesach. Why not? Tahabeis Pesachim Lo Yakov. Nobody brings two carbon Pesachs. Hilkach, therefore, Vlad Pesach Nami Lo Chazil Midi. The Vlad's also not good for anything. Why? El Azil Basar Ime has to follow its mother. The Kedusha Ludmei Pesach, Vanami Kadosh Ludmei Pesach. You wait for it to get a mum.
When do we say that the Vlad follows what the mother does, and when do we say that it can be done?
It always follows the mother. It's a Rashi, it's Regis Holo Rashi. Always follows
the mother.
Right.
So it doesn't make a difference.
So the only quirk is the Vlad of an Ola that's a female. The Vlad of an Akeva Ola, the Vlad's going to be brought, the mother won't be brought, but that's a technical reason it won't be brought, because it's a female. And you can't bring a female. But it's a shame Ola. That's what we kept saying. It's a shame Ola. So the son you can bring. But the wife, the mother you can't bring. That's the only quirk.
Is that true that an animal doesn't give birth for like 2 years of life?
I don't know if that's true of sheep and goats. I don't know if that's true. I don't know. I think that there might be some truth to that. I don't know.
Because if that's the case,
it's not even possible. None of it's possible, right.
But it's possible that's not wrong.
What?
But it's possible that's not wrong.
Exactly. Okay, Masav Rav Ukva Bar Chama. Mi Amrinan, do we say, Midi'ime Ledmei, Vadname Ledmei? That if the mother has to go to money, the child also goes to money? Vatanya, Hamafra Shekevet a Pesach. If somebody donated a female to be a carbon Pesach, it, Vivlado Seha, and its child. What do you mean its child? It already has a child, or maybe it's pregnant. Yeru Aji Yistavu. You have to wait for it to get a mum. The Aviu Vimach, you sell it. The Aviu B'demam Pesach. And with the money, buy a new Pesach. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, who adds me Yukav Pesach? Now you can bring it as a Pesach, the child. You can bring the child as a Pesach? Vahacha, the email is me. The mother has to go for money. The mother can't be brought, it's a female. Vahama Rabbi Eliezer, who adds Makar Pesach. Vahama Kmenele the email. We don't treat it the way we treat the mother. Now, Bryce, it goes against what we just said. So Amaravina, no, that's a strange case. B'mafresh behema mu'baras askina. We're talking about you donated a pregnant carbon Pesach. Again, Pesach can't be a female, but you donated a pregnant carbon Pesach, right? So Rabbi Eliezer savar k'Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Eliezer holds like Rabbi Yochanan. The Amar who said im shayru mishuyar, that if it's born, it has no relationship with the mother. Why? The uber lav yerech imahu, because the uber has nothing to do with the mother. Happens to be it's growing in there. But it's not considered a mother. It's not part of the mother. It's not shaykhis. It's considered its own animal, its own bria. V'imahu de lo kacha kedusha saguf. And the mother has no kedusha saguf because it's a female. And a female can't be a carbon pesach. But the Vlad, kacha, does have kedusha. What kind of kedusha does it have? Kedusha that flowed from the mother? Well, where else did it get kedusha from? This is a funny thing. The mother has no kedusha because it's a female. The baby is independent kedusha, and it's a male. How'd that happen?
Why can't it?
Could be offered as a carbon pesach.
Why can't it have?
What?
If it's a male, why can't it have a kedusha?
Because the kedusha flowed from the mother. You donated the mother.
But
you didn't know it was pregnant.
But he's no longer part of the mother.
But where did the kedusha come from?
Every animal has a
mother. That's a funny thing.
Every animal has a mother. So I don't.
Yeah, but every animal you can't donate the wrong. It's the wrong carbon. It's a female. It can't be a carbon pesach. So he says, the mother is nothing, but the child is something.
Right.
How could that be? You just said that the child always follows the mother. No, it's pregnant. So what? So it's pregnant. So it's pregnant. It's own kedusha. Where did kedusha come from? I don't know.
Don't we consider a vlad erchim?
What? So he's holding. We don't. It's a machlokas, right?
It depends when if you mafreshed pregnant or if you mafreshed then it got pregnant. It makes a difference. That's
it. Makes it even worse. If you mafreshed when it wasn't pregnant, then it got pregnant. Where's the kedusha coming from? Uber lav yerachimu is its own independent body. Happens to be it's growing in the mother. It's got to grow somewhere. It can grow in an incubator in a hospital. No, it's growing in the mother. So but it's independent. Where did the kedusha come from?
When it was conceived, it wasn't.
It's even worse. Right? It's even worse. Amalei marzutra breder of Mari Ravina hachanam mistabra. Yeah, this must be the pshat. Must be the pshat of this brisa. Diktani says behemu muberus askinan. We must be talking about it was pregnant. Midiktani it said he it the vladosa and the baby. Shamina, you're right. I must be talking about a pregnant. Now, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Moda Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer would agree, right? This is Rabbi Eliezer, right? Rabbi Elazar?
In brackets.
Not sure who this is now.
Says Elazar throughout.
Uh-huh.
Where you've been saying Eliezer.
Yeah. I only said Eliezer because that's what the Masifta says.
Yeah, but the...
Yeah? Mafrish nikeva la'asham. If somebody donates a female asham, the ain bina karev asham. The child can't be brought as an asham. Now, pshita, that's obvious. The mother's a female. How could the child be brought as an asham? Asham can't be a female. So we said, if an ola is a female, the child can be brought as an ola. Here, an asham has a female. Can't be brought as an asham.
That's, said that because of the technical.
That's pshita. That's obvious. Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Eliezer. The Arsham calls this Rabbi Elazar?
Yeah.
Really? Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Eliezer al mafreshin bin kev la ola. That by an ola. Dig a shame ola alimo. There's a shame ola on the mother. Avol gabi mafreshin kev la asham. But if someone's mafreshin kev to an asham, dileka shame asham alimo, where there is no shame asham on the mother. What? Because there's no such thing as a female asham anywhere. No such thing as a female asham bird. No such thing. What? No such thing. No such thing as a female asham bird. No such thing as an asham bird anyway. Certainly on a female. A feel Rabbi Elazar Modeh, the low car of asham. Then Rabbi Elazar would agree it can't be brought as an asham. Why did Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chanina have to tell me this? It's so obvious. It's mamish obvious. Why do you have to tell me that? It's obvious. So the Gemara says, Ilav Ashmiinan, if you wouldn't have said that, Havamina, I would have thought, Taima Rabbi Eliezer, Lamishum Deshem Ola Al Imo, that wasn't the reason. The reason why a child of an Ola is brought as an Ola, not because the mother's an Ola, not that reason, Elamishum Dechazi Vlad Lakrava, because the child's eligible. Forget the mother. Forget the mother. The child's eligible to be brought. Why? Why is it different than any other animal in the world? It's a male animal. So the fact that the mother was once donated to be an Ola, so what? Why should it harm this child? What's the problem? You hear what he's saying? I would have thought, why not bring the child? Why not? What's the problem? The mother, you made a mistake? So you made a mistake. So what? I would have thought that. So if that's true, fahainami, hachazi lakwafa. Then why can't you bring this child as an asham? Why not? So you made a mistake. You called the mother an asham. So? So the child's going to put, what do you want from the poor child? So the child has an asham. So it's a male. So why not? Kamash Milan. Kamash Milan. That's why he came along and said, no, it can't be brought as an asham. It can't. Why? Because that's not the reason. The reason is because there's a shame ola on the mother, so the child can be brought. There's no such thing as a shame asham on a female, therefore the child can't be brought. Ihachi, if all that's true, Adamash Milan, the ain benak karv asham, Nash Me'inan, the ain benak karv ola. Then wait a minute. Then what about this case? You donated a female asham. No such thing.
Right.
Had a child. Child's a male. Can't be brought as an asham. We just said.
Right.
Can't be brought as an ola? Can't be brought as an ola? If you want, if the reason is because the mother's problems, then it can't be brought as an ola either. It should have told me that. That's a much bigger chiddush. It can't be brought as an ola. It's for sure can't be brought as a shlamin. As an asham. For sure not. If it can't be brought as an ola, it can't be brought as an asham. For sure not. Right? Admashwan the Aimbra Karv Asham, Nashvian the Nebra Karv Olaf. Who didn't Asham? If it came from an Olaf, for sure came from an Asham. So why didn't you tell me that? Much bigger Kiddush. Again, the female was donated as an Asham. There's no such thing. So the child's born. Can I bring the child as an Asham? No. For sure not. Why? Because there's no shame Asham on the mother. What about an Ola? Can I bring the child as an Ola? I don't know. Can I? He should have told me you can't do that. And I for sure would know you can't bring an Asham. So the Gemara says, yes, I mean an Ola, if I would have said, you can't bring an Ola, have a mina, I would have thought, Ola hu delo karvin, you can't bring an Ola. Why not? Ubra, because you never donated the mother as an Ola. So why would I think you bring the son as an Ola? Aval Asham, aim of Vlad karv Asham. Maybe if the Vlad is an Asham, you can bring it as an Asham. Kamash Malan, therefore he had to say on top, Amar Yossi Rabbi Yechanina, if you donate a female as an Asham, you can't bring the son as an Asham either. Everyone got all that?
Yeah, so then what do? You sell and you use for bedek abayis?
Yes, we didn't get to that Mishnah. Here's the Mishnah. Hamafrish nekeva la'asham. If someone, the next Mishnah. Hamafrish nekeva la'asham. If somebody donates a nekeva for an asham, tira ad shedestoyev, you have to wait for it to get a mum, v'timacher, and sell it, v'yava b'dameha asham, and with the money, he's buying another asham. V'im karv ashamo, what if you got another asham from someplace else? You realize right away your mistake. You wait right away. You got another asham. Then yiplu damav l'nadava. Then sell it, the first one. Wait for it to get a mum, and then bring in a nadava. What could you do? You got the asham ready. Rabbi Shimon Omer. No, Rabbi Shimon says, wait a minute. Timacher shelo b'mum. No, you could sell that asham without a mum. You don't have to wait for it to get a mum. You have this. Rashi says, the Rashi in the Mishnah. There's only one Rashi in the Mishnah. The Hoel. Lo chazi lemilsa. Mum gomer huze. I don't need a mum here. Lo chazi kedusha zaguf. The kedusha never was chal this animal. If I make this chair into an asham, I have to wait for it to get a mum? It's ridiculous. The whole thing doesn't make any sense. You can't do it. So I made a female into an asham. I have to wait for it to get a mum? Says Reb Shimon, you don't have to wait. It's not even an animal. It's not even kedusha, says Rashi. V'timcha miyad, you can tell it right away. V'tanya, v'tavi, b'dameh asham. And with the money, bring another asham. You don't have to wait for it to get a mum. The kedusha was never chal on this animal. Afal gav gabi mafresh nekeva la'ola. Even though in the previous Mishnah, when you mafresh a female for an ola, lo palag Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon didn't argue on that.
Why not?
The bevadai by mum, over he said for sure it requires a mum. Yeah, hasam hu de'ik a shame ola, but ola's a oaf. Let's go back to our answer. Because by an ola, there's a shame ola, because by ola you can have female birds. So when I made the female into an ola, it had a little bit of an ola status to it, and everybody agrees it has to get a mum. Even Reb Shimon. Aval asham, said, aval asham nekeva, lo matzinu. With no such thing as an asham nekeva. Therefore, v'hainu muma, that is the mum, says Reb Shimon. It's already a bal mum. V'lo kacha el dmi. The only reason why you donated it was to sell it. So sell it. What's the wait for it to get a mum for?
So he's still saying it has enough kedusha that the money should go to the...
Exactly. You can't sell it and then go to Las Vegas. That you can't do.
Right, okay.
You have to buy another carbon. But the wait for it to get a mum? What? It's already a mum. It's already a bal mum, says Rashi. It's already a bal mum. You have to wait for it to get another mum? Why? That's from Shimon Shita. By an ola, he didn't say that. Ola's different. Ola is a shame ola on the mother. Why is there a shame ola on the mother? Because you have olas by birds.
So the guy who buys it, what can he do
with it?
Yeah,
that was just...
What?
The
guy who buys it, what can he do with it?
Is there restrictions on how
you it? I don't know, it's a good question.
No, doesn't it become, once he's heard it becomes
holy. Yeah. Then why can't he sell it
for? Let him just...
Because
we
have to
hold it. Well, you have to wait for it to get a mum. Now, what does the guy who buys it, what does he can do with it? According to the Tanakhama, you do.
Okay.
What do you do with it? You wait for it to get a mum, you sell it. What are you going to do with it? But you can for sure eat it. So what is the guy going
to
do who buys it? He can eat it.
Okay, so why can't you just eat it?
What?
Is he going to give the money to...
I think, why is that question? V'lama li tistoyev. Why do you have to wait for it to get a mum? Isn't Reb Shimon right? Why do you have to wait for it to get a mum? Timacher, why can't you sell without a mum? Kivan delo chazi milse hani muma. That is the mum. Isn't Reb Shimon right? What's the Tanakhama saying? So Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Hainu Taima, Darmina, we say like this, Darmina Migu, we say like this, Denachdele Kedushas Damim, since it has Kedushas Damim, as we said, you can't say, you know what, I donated a female Hashem. Instead, I'm going to enter this into the racetrack. You can't do that. Has Kedushas Damim, Nach the Nami Kedushas Aguf. Also, Kedushas Aguf fell on top of the animal. It's like Migu, since it has Kedushas Damim, we're going to treat it with Kedushas Aguf, and therefore you have to be Mumachmer, and therefore you have to wait for it to get a Mum now. Why?
According to the Tanakama.
Amar Rava, Zosomeris. You know what? Hamakdish Zachar Ludamov. If somebody donates a male sheep Ludamov, right? Kadosh Kedushas Aguf. The Kedushas Aguf, it's Kadosh Kedushas Aguf. Why?
It's fit to be a carbon.
So if you donate it not to be a carbon, it turns into a carbon. Why? Why not? It's fit. Itmar, Hikdish Zachar L'damav, if somebody donates a good fit animal for money to donate it to the Bet HaKabayis, Rav Kahana Amar Kadosh Kedushas Aguf. Rav Kahana says, it's Bamash a carbon now, turn it into a carbon. Rava Amar and a Kadosh Kedushas Aguf. Rava says, no. V'hadar Bei Rava, Rav Kahana, Rava changed his mind, Midrav Yehuda Amarav, because it is Vart. Because it is Torah, he changed his mind. Rav Shimon Amar Timach HaShlob Amum. Rav Shimon says he can sell without getting a mum. Why? No Kedusha at all. It's Kedusha's dumb on some level. You have to sell it. You can't just let it go. But you don't have to wait for it to get a mum. It already has a mum. What's the mum? It's a female. Amalei Rav Chiya bar Ava Oven L'Rav Yochanan Migu Denachlei Kedusha's Damim Denachlei Kedusha's Aguf. What about that concept? That since the Kedusha is on the Damim, the Kedusha is also on the Guf. Hakim Rav Shura doesn't subscribe to that problem. Amalei Rav Shimon L'Taim A. Rav Shimon's consistent. Amar Kol Midid L'Chazi L'Gufe L'Nachlei Kedusha's Aguf. If it's not fit to be a carbon, there's no such thing as Kedusha's Aguf.
Right.
It's not fit to be a carbon. Why not? Because it's a female. So there's no Shaila. No Kedusha's Aguf. Titania. Ashram ben Shana. In Ashram that's 1 year old. Some Ashrams have to be 1 year old. Some Ashram have to be 2 year old. So you have the wrong one. Ashram ben Shana. Vev ben Shtayim. You brought a 2 year old. Or the other way around. Ben Shtayim, Vev ben Shana. It was supposed to be a 2 year old. You brought a 1 year old. You brought the wrong one. Kishera v'lo olu b'al m'shem chova. So it works. The Mizbeach will accept that carbon. But if you didn't get your check mark, you got to make another one. Reb Shimon Omer. Kol Atzman in a Kedoshin. Nothing doesn't get off the ground. Doesn't get off the ground. Why not? It's the wrong carbon. Right?
It sounds like a civil servant.
So what do you see from that? That if it's not roy for the carbon you're bringing, it's not kedusha at all. Not at all. Very mechusar's man de lo chazi. What about mechusar's man? Let's say you bring a carbon that's too young. It's not 8 days old yet. It's only 7 days old. Farmer of Shimon de kadosh. Right? And Shimon says somewhere else that it works. Right? In Chulin and Daf Peyal, if he says that. So the answer is, Shaina Mechusas Man to Chazil Machar. Mechusas Man is different, because tomorrow it'll be good.
Okay.
So the fact he brought it 2 days early, a day early, that's okay, says Rav Shimon. Tomorrow it's going to be good. It's a different kind of psul. It's a psul that's going to go away. You donate a female for an Ashram, that psul's never going away. So the Gemara says, 1 second, Ihachi, Ashram ben Shtayim, Behi ben Shana, Ha Chazil Shana. Then the Ashram that's supposed to be 2 years old, that you brought a 1 year old, next year it's going to be good.
But you also said that there's some cases where you're supposed to bring a 1 year old, that if you bring a 2 year old, that's
never going to get fixed. And the other one's going to get fixed. So Gemara says, you're right. That's a valid question. Elahai in the time of Reb Shimon, the Mechusas Man. There's a different reason why he holds Mechusas Man's okay, because he learns that from Bechor. The Yalef, mi Bechor. The Tanya, like we learned in the Braitha, Reb Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, Mishim Reb Shimon, Mechusas Man nichnas l'dir lehiz aser. Let's say a Mechusas Man, you have to go through the pen. Right, to count all 10 animals, right? And one of them happens to be 3 days old. And if that's number 10, it's not going to be a carbon anyway. Not yet. It's not 8 days old. Because it's man, nichnas lil l'tatzer, fehuk b'chor. It's like a b'chor. Ma b'chor, kodesh of neizmano. A b'chor is kodesh the minute it's born. And if it doesn't have a mum, you have to bring it as a carbon. Can you bring it today? No, it's not 8 days old. You have to wait. Is that a problem? No. Ma b'chor, kodesh of neizmano. For karv lachas mano. Af mechusas man, so too mechusas man. Kodesh of neizmano, for karv lachas mano. You bring it today, it'll be good tomorrow, no problem. So that's why he held mechusas man's good. You have other limudim, but in a chanami, everything else he holds, it doesn't get off the ground. It doesn't get off the ground, and therefore you don't have to wait for it to get a mum. It already has a mum. All right. Yeah. So we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow.